This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Meeting of the top leaders of the ruling coalition parties concludes. Prime Minister Deobar requests top leaders to provide names to complete the cabinet. Pasupatinath Temple opens from today after 4.5 months. And US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping hold first call in 7 months. Now, the news in detail. A meeting of the National Security Council chaired by Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has concluded. The meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwata today reviewed the current situation in the country as well as the overall national and international security situation. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad, Chief Secretary Shankar Das Bairagi, Chief of Army Staff Prabhuram Sharma, Defence Secretary Vegendra Raj Sharma and others were present at the meeting. The meeting reviewed the issues related to border security, MCC and overall security of the country. The CPN-UML has obstructed the meeting of the House of Representatives today, saying that the Speaker has not shown impartiality. As soon as the House of Representatives meeting started at 1 p.m, the UML lawmakers got up and went to lay siege to the rostrum. Although the Speaker asked the UML lawmakers not to debate in the Parliament on the issue under consideration in the court, the protest continued. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has discussed with the top leaders of the ruling coalition parties on the expansion of the Council of Ministers and the current political situation. Rashtriya Janamorcha leader Durga Paudel said at a meeting of the top leaders of the alliance held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwata today, Prime Minister Deoba requested the top leaders of the ruling coalition parties to make available the names of the participants as soon as possible to complete the cabinet. The meeting was attended by Maoist Center Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda, Chairman of the CPN Unified Socialist Party Madhav Kumar Nepal, Chairman of the Janata Samajwadi Party Upendra Yadav and leader of the Rashtriya Janamorcha Durga Paudel. CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda has said that the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, a U.S. Foreign Assistance Agency, can be taken ahead only on the basis of national consensus, stating that there are various sorts of disputes and confusions regarding MCC. He said they were of the view that some topics of the compact should be amended. During a courtesy call with Chair Dahal, MCC Vice President Fatima Sumar said that she has come to Nepal to hold the discussions with the political parties here. She stated it was their wish the MCC project moves ahead based on the common consensus among Nepal's political parties. Sumar arrived in Nepal on Thursday as the MCC compact awaits ratification from Parliament. She held meetings with the CPN-UML chairman KP Sharma Oli and CPN Unified Socialist chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal shortly after her arrival. Sumar has arrived in connection with taking stock of the status of the MCC project when there are contradictory views regarding this compact. The Pasupatinath temple that was closed for 4.5 months for devotees citing COVID-19 pandemic has opened for devotees from 5:30 a.m. today. After the second wave of COVID-19, the main temple of Pasupatinath was closed since April 23rd. As the temple was closed for more than 4 months, the Pasupati Area Development Trust on Thursday conducted Chema Puja. To enter the temple, the devotees have to queue up, maintaining physical distance, and only 25 devotees are allowed to enter into the temple at a time. The Pasupatinath temple was closed to devotees for 9 months in the first wave of COVID-19 pandemic in Nepal. As rescue operations for the Nepalese stranded in Afghanistan continues, 11 Nepalese arrived home on Thursday. With this, a total of 906 Nepalese stranded in Afghanistan have been rescued and brought home. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs also said that coordination with the concerned authorities is ongoing to repatriate the Nepalese waiting for rescue from Kabul. Meanwhile, the ministry has urged those Nepalese stranded in Afghanistan to register their names online at the website of the Consular Service Department for rescue and repatriation process. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country tonight. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Chinese President Xi Jinping has spoken with his U.S. counterpart Joe Biden after 7 months. A White House statement said both leaders had discussed the responsibility of both nations to ensure competition does not veer into conflict. This is only the second call between them since President Biden took office. U.S. and China relations have been tense with clashes over issues like trade, espionage and the pandemic. Earlier this year, high-level talks between the Biden administration and China were fraught with tensions, with officials on both sides exchanging sharp rebukes. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced sweeping new COVID-19 measures that require workers at large companies to be vaccinated or face weekly testing. The measures also include a vaccine mandate for millions of federal government workers and come as cases in the country are surging. Hospitals in several states have been reached capacity amid the spread of the more transmissible Delta variant. Mr. Biden's order will affect about 80 million workers. More than 650,000 Americans have died with COVID-19 since last year. According to a company statement, U.S. car giant Ford is to stop making cars in India and shut down both of its plants in the country. Ford said it would close the plants in Gujarat and Tamil Nadu states by the second quarter of 2022, but it would continue to make car engines for export. In 2017, General Motors stopped making cars for the Indian market, and last year Harley-Davidson stopped manufacturing and massively scaled back its sales operation. These exits have been a blow to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's efforts to lure or retain foreign manufacturers. Ford has been manufacturing cars in India for 25 years, but it has struggled to compete. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Meeting of the top leaders of the ruling coalition parties concludes. Prime Minister Deoba requests top leaders to provide names to complete the cabinet. Pashupatinath Temple opens from today after 4.5 months, and U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping hold first call in 7 months. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.